Phone Boy Speaks, episode 613, Airplanes Hollywood Style.
If you travel at all, you know that airplanes are not the biggest things to try and maneuver around in. Well, actually, airplanes are pretty big, but the part that we get to maneuver in is it seems like it's fairly small, especially with the seats getting smaller and closer together and all of that other fun stuff. Kind of wonder how different, how the different movies and TV shows and commercials that have interior shots of an airplane, you wonder how those get shot. Well, wonder no more. This is one of those things you have to go look at the link to go see, but there's a company called Air Hollywood that specializes in, well, airplanes and being able to shoot in the interiors of an airplane. Because, well, you know, in addition to just the lack of space, if you're actually shooting in an actual airport, well, there's lots of security regulations and stuff like that you probably have to deal with. So yes, they have cross sections of different airplanes, and it is amazing. You know, commercial airliners are, as I say, they're fairly big. At least looking on the outside and on the inside, but yeah, not so much. But what these guys do is they have cross sections of different airplanes, and they make it. They design them specifically so that they look fairly authentic, but B, that they're that well. A camera crew could actually get in there and do stuff, and sometimes they have to do custom things, and they even have the ability to shoot a camera in a lavatory, which if you've ever been in an airplane lavatory, you realize that there's no room to even just for you to be in there, much less a camera. So of course they've built a mock one, and there are ways of shooting the camera in there, but it's using the walls or whatever. So it is it's one of those things that, yeah, you never really knew how that worked. And, and somebody has put together a photo essay showing exactly how it works. And you could just get, seeing the, how the sausage is made, so to speak. So it's worth checking out. It is, as I say, it's one of those things I always wondered, but now I know.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.